Bartholomew Town is sponsored by the University of Rhode Island Online, Navigant Credit Union, Newport Film, HealthSource RI for Employers, Half Street Group, the Rhode Island League of Charter Public Schools, the Roger Williams University Real Estate Symposium, and by the support of our listeners at patreon.com/Bartholomew Town.
Bartholomew Town.
It is financial well-being presented by Navigant Credit Union. We're doing this every single month here on Bartholomew Town. It's been a successful program. It's been great to hear from people and get your feedback on it. And it also, I mean, let's be honest about it. It's great to have the expertise from Navigant, which is a community pillar. I mean, we talk about Navigant on every episode here. You know that they're a great supporter of Bartholomew Town, and they're a great supporter of our community in a lot of different ways. And inclusive of that is expertise and sharing that expertise. Today, we're talking a pretty broad topic, which is pretty essential to financial well-being, which is financial literacy. And you would think that, well, everybody knows financial literacy. In fact, a lot of people don't. There's a lot to learn. And it's one of the pillars, if I'm using that word again, of why this type of discussion is important. Amanda LaRose joins us. Amanda, I guess if you want to introduce yourself and sort of set up Navigant Credit Union's place in all of these, in this broad discussion, we'll say.
Absolutely. My name is Amanda LaRose. I am the AVP of Financial Education. And why it's so important is that Navigant is all about people helping people. And our mission is to help improve the financial well-being of our businesses, communities, and families that we serve. So it is the topic of the day.
Yeah, no question about it, especially as we enter into a time of market uncertainty. And it's not just the market uncertainty that we're in. It really is also to do with just economic uncertainty. Certainly in the housing sector, there's a lot we can get into. So what drew you into the financial industry, and what excites you the most about your work?
What drew me into the financial industry was I wanted to make a difference, and I knew that just being in charge of somebody's finances and helping them navigate what their journey looks like was what really I find passion in. In my day-to-day, I am going out to schools and community organizations and teaching financial literacy to kids and adults that really just want a better grasp on it. So that is what I do day to day. And it's so rewarding to be able to go out and help people.
All right, let's get into some examples of financial literacy. So walk us through a real world practical scenario, someone who would use their financial literacy skills to solve a financial problem that may otherwise be a source of stress, either mental health stress or financial stress, or both, frankly.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we all do every single day, and we're probably not aware of it in financial literacy aspects, is grocery shopping. With the cost of inflation and the cost of things rising right now, we are continually looking to be bargain shoppers, looking at those sale prices, looking at what off-brand prices are versus brand prices. That is something that we do every single day, even though we're not physically or mentally aware of it. That is financial literacy at its core. The other thing with financial literacy is when we look at long-term, right? We are looking at 3 to 5 years down the road. We want to buy a house. We want to buy a car. Maybe we're looking to save money for college or a vacation. That in itself is financial literacy when we have to think about how much we have to save each pay period to get to those goals.
Let's tie this back into, from a practical standpoint again, what you and Navigant Credit Union does in the community specific to financial literacy in terms of information and in terms of guidance for people who are either members or even just members of the community, someone who's listening right now.
Absolutely. So we offer free seminars to all of our members, non-members, community organizations, schools. I go out and visit schools almost on a daily basis. We teach everything from budgeting to credit to banking basics, savings and investing basics, really just the core of financial literacy. We have over 22 presentations. It's completely free for our communities and our nonprofits and our schools, and they can visit our website and search financial literacy.
Well, that's so important because we hear so many times about, you know, people have that kind of common discussion of, well, you go to school and you learn this, that, and the other. But one thing you don't learn is financial literacy, which is fundamental to survival in the modern world or really in any society. So you really are filling a gap there, which is impressive. And, you know, I wonder how what's the pipeline like from student to Navigant member to somebody who's really mastered financial literacy?
It's hard to say. We are in currently 25 schools throughout the state right now. And it really all depends on the student's journey, right? And if we can just give them a little bit of knowledge and that helps them along their way, obviously we want to be their banking partner. But, you know, just giving them that knowledge and knowing that they have us in their back pocket when they're ready for us.
One huge discussion, whether it's really for any generation, millennials and some Gen Zs, I mean, frankly, every generation, but student debt is something that comes up. But debt in general, we carry a lot of debt. A lot of people by design carry debt from the standpoint of balancing their financial, overall financial picture. What would your advice be for, again, every situation is unique, but in general, in terms of paying off debt, how would you advise people to tackle that dubious task?
Absolutely. Debt never goes away. There is such a thing as good debt and bad debt. And it's understanding your debt and then figuring out which method works for you. There are two methods of debt management or debt payoff that we can use. One is the avalanche method, where you are starting with either your highest balance or your highest interest rate credit card and paying that off while paying the minimums on everything else. And the other one is the snowball method, where you start at the bottom, either your lowest interest rate or your lowest balance credit card, and start paying off that way. Whichever method works, you're going to find out, right? You're going to pick which one you want to do. But just stick with it. Stick with one credit card at a time. Don't try to pay off all of them at the same time. That never works. Stick with one and, you know, just go on the way.
What would you advise somebody right now who's looking at the world around them? Maybe they work full time. Maybe they have a partner who works full time. They're struggling to find housing for any number of reasons. It's a totally different discussion that plays into this, but it's something anyone who listens to this show knows we're on top of that for sure. But someone who's struggling to find housing, they're paying rent. They're trying to make a decision about what to prioritize. Should it be home ownership? Should it be ridding themselves of debt? Should it be just trying to enjoy life to the maximum in the moment because of the uncertainty? How do you gain control of your own financial picture in a way that's not going to cause, you know, major problems down the line, in spite of the fact that the machine itself, you know, for lack of a better term, is a little bit off, it feels right now, in terms of, let's say, people under 55 that are trying to plan?
So I think the most important thing is, first, just to know what your credit score is and what your credit report looks like. If there's any discrepancy, make sure you tackle those. You know, and if you have only one or two things on your credit report and your credit score isn't moving, then we need to look at that and understand why it's not moving. The second part is really understanding your debt. I understand people sometimes don't want to know what happens with their money. They're kind of put blinders on when they're spending using a debit card or using cash. But really understanding how much debt you have out there, from your mortgage payment or your rent to even the simple subscriptions that we all buy for our streaming platforms. Understanding your debt and then creating a strategy, working on a budget or a spending plan, whichever way you want to call it, but working on that to understand what your priority is. And then at the end of it all, ask yourself the question, what is the most important thing to you? Is it owning a home? Is it buying a brand new car? Is it being completely debt-free? Is it just, I want to go and live my life and travel the world for 365 days? You need to make sure you have enough money to do that.
All right. Seems basic, but unfortunately, it becomes something that requires expertise. You know, is there anything else you'd like to share about financial literacy that we didn't talk, any major bullet points that I might have overlooked here that, you know, you kind of hear on a daily basis in your work?
I think just reminding people that we're here to help. We are human. We all experience stuff and we have expertise and we have people that are ready to help you find your journey, whether it's your financial freedom, whether it's your vacation freedom, whether it's buying a home. We have people to help you. There are certified credit counselors inside of Navigant that are willing to help you completely free. Just reach out, ask us. We are the experts. We will be glad to help you.
NavigantCU.org is the place to start, or walk into a branch. How can people find you directly? Because now you're going to have fans that are going to be like, I need Amanda in my life.
And that's okay. I love being in people's lives. If they go to our website and search financial literacy, there is a button with a guest speaker that will go directly towards me. Or they can fill out one of our submission feedback surveys and ask for me directly.
Amazing. A guest speaker. So if someone, let's say a teacher's listening right now, or somebody else who runs an organization, they want to have you come in, that's an option?
Absolutely. We go to schools every single day, yeah. Talking different topics, and nonprofits and community organizations. So we are ready to come in and help your members and help your employees.
One last question here. We do have a decent amount of people who are in the business sector that listen to this broadcast or podcast, whichever format they're listening to. And, you know, sometimes the discussion comes up about managing an organization from a financial literacy standpoint, whether it's the formation of an LLC versus a nonprofit versus a C corp versus individual sole proprietor type, that sort of alignment. But these practices and these concepts, they certainly can apply organizationally. Do you offer that kind of advice to organizations or individuals who are looking to pursue on the business side a little bit more control of their vision versus the household side?
Absolutely. We also offer small business workshop seminars, which are rolling out this year. We have four of them coming up. So more details to come on that. It will be posted on our website and our social media post. But we do offer for people that are looking to start a small business or to just gain more knowledge about their business in general, or maybe they're really good on their business side, but to need to know how to do the accounting piece of it or the growing their business piece. That's what we're there to help with. We have experts in pretty much every field.
Sorry to jump on you there. I was excited to give you pound your title on there. Amanda LaRose, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. NavigantCU.org. And we'll be back next month as we will for the duration of this year. Financial well-being presented by Navigant Credit Union, a great community partner, a great partner to Bartholomew Town. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bartholomew Town is sponsored in part by the Roger Williams University Third Annual Real Estate Symposium, hosted at the District Hall on April 10th. Join leaders in development, contracting, real estate, and law for an afternoon of lively conversation about the most significant issues facing the industry in 2025 and beyond. Register online at rwu.edu/symposium-real-estate.